You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everyone. Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, some bad news here on Tuesday morning as the Nationals got the worst possible news after an MRI of Wilson Ramos. He was injured on Monday night, leaping for a baseball, really no contact on the play. He just came down funny. And he went down to the ground immediately, and it looked bad immediately. The MRI results are out, and it is a torn ACL, which means obviously Ramos' season is over. Just talk about how devastating this is for a Nationals team that has counted on him so much this season.
It's devastating because this is a guy who not only did the job defensively, he did the job offensively. I mean, he had his best year offensively, and as you know, he credited it to LASIK surgery and everything, and this is really bad news in a lot of ways. So it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the starting catcher now. I know Lobatone's the backup catcher, but I find it hard to believe Lobatone's going to be the starter. I find it hard to believe. I mean, you might as well give Severino a chance, Pedro Severino, and see what happens.
Yeah, Severino, the younger guy, maybe the more upside, right? That would be the logic there, is maybe you can, you know, catch lightning in a bottle.
Yes, I mean, and, you know, they also brought up Kaibum as well. He's a great defender, but hitting-wise is still questionable. So it's going to be interesting what Dusty Baker does, because right now they're going into the postseason against the Dodgers really injured.
Yeah, they're banged up. Ramos, obviously, it's devastating, not just for this team right now, but also for him personally going into free agency, Bill. He was going to be in a really good situation, and now all of that kind of goes away because it's a giant question mark.
Yes, and we have to see how long he's going to be out for, because this is his second knee injury on the same leg, and it took him a whole year in 2012 to get over that. So it's going to be interesting to see how long this takes. Might take a while, that's for sure.
He's been one of the go-to bats in that lineup. You mentioned that, and good behind the plate. What do the Nationals, what will they miss more, his bat or his glove behind the plate?
I think it's going to be his bat because, you know, Severino and those guys can catch. There's no question about it. To me, I think it's going to be the bat more than anything else, because to me, I've talked to you about this before, I think the team has been inconsistent offensively for the most part, especially with runners in scoring position with two outs. I mean, Dusty Baker has complained about that all year long. So I just think offensively it's going to be the area they're going to miss the most.
So obviously there's time here to regroup from this as far as the team goes. You mentioned it. The Nationals know what's going on here. They're in the postseason as division champions. They know they're playing the Dodgers in the postseason as well. So they have time. They have a week here to kind of figure some of this out. But certainly plenty of question marks and plenty of other injuries, Bill, as well. Bryce Harper injures himself on Sunday. Better news from those x-rays as they come back negative, but he was out of the lineup Monday. When does the team expect him to be back in the lineup?
I just say he's day-to-day right now. I mean, I would not surprise me if he didn't play the rest of the week, and then he'll try to get stronger against the Dodgers in the postseason. So that's the only thing I can say right now.
And then, obviously, the Daniel Murphy situation, which I guess it's a leg issue. Have they come out and clearly stated what Murphy's injury is?
Yes, it's his buttocks.
It is a buttocks.
Yes, yes. And it's sprained. And right now, I mean, he's doing some exercises, but that's another guy I don't expect to see this week until the postseason as well.
So you're going to have a lot of guys that are, I don't want to say they could be rusty come postseason. You get the bats, mm-hmm. at-bats in, you get the BP in, but it's going to be interesting when the postseason series starts to see exactly where all these guys are. The injury to Ramos comes in a rout of a game where the Nationals were losing to the Diamondbacks. They lose that game 14-4, Bill, which brings mm-hmm. up another question, because Tanner Roark has been so good this season. A blip on the radar on Monday night as he only goes four innings and allows five earned runs. Obviously, the weather was kind of terrible in D.C. as well. You're not concerned about Roark, though, are you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, not on one start, because this guy has been doing the job. I mean, this is the guy who faced Jose Fernandez in his previous start before this one, and he did well. After seven innings, gave up a run, and he lost one to nothing. So, no, I'm not worried about that at all.
The other things going on around this team right now, Bill, is at least you can tell the intensity is still there. When you look on Sunday with the Pirates in that game and the bench is clearing, and some of that, I guess, stemmed from Harper and him getting deked a little bit at third base by Gong, and then the Nationals hit Gong, and it just kind of escalated from there. But this team is clearly still focused and playing intense baseball here down the stretch.
Yes, they are. And, they really want to win for Dusty Baker, no doubt about that. And I'm telling you, I think Dusty Baker will get them going by the time the postseason starts. I'm not even worried about how they're going to play. It's just a matter of they're going to be missing some guys.
Yeah, do they have the pieces? Talk about that, and is this the biggest challenge he's maybe faced all season here right at the end?
Oh, there's no question about it. And it's kind of unbelievable how things are working out. So I don't know how he gets this done. I mean, Dusty Baker has to really think about how he's going to get things done by October 7th.
Yeah, and I guess that's the one thing, is there is a little bit of time here as the Nationals have already wrapped up that division. All right, great stuff as always, Bill. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latson, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.